Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, as well as Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, let's find out about the year ahead for the National Agri-Marketing Association as I visit with Paul Redditch. Paul works for FMC Agricultural Products and is the incoming president. We had the passing of the gavel at the NAMA Fall Conference. Paul, first of all, I want to congratulate you on this position that you are moving into. We passed the gavel here, but you don't really take over till January, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. Thank you very much. It's going to be so much fun. NAMA is involved in such a way that we've got a lot of really enthusiastic members and innovative people. And, you know, we can learn a lot from each other. And I think the whole networking aspect of NAMA is such that being with other folks, we learn their ideas and we become better ourselves. Secondly, from a professional development standpoint, you know, we're involved in agriculture and helping farmers feed the world, and it's a tremendous responsibility, and we bring forward a lot of the new ideas and the information that they need to go forward. So we've got to be our very, very best. So NAMA is focused a lot on helping each of us from a professional development standpoint become better.
Well, I think, you know, looking out at the industry that we're in, that there is a huge potential for more people involved in agricultural marketing to become members of NAMA. We've been growing, but still a lot of room for growth.
We have, and there are all kinds of people involved in agriculture, as you've indicated, who don't know at all about NAMA, or a lot that maybe know about NAMA but haven't had the opportunity to be involved in some of our conferences or seminars or webinars. So one of my major focuses as the executive committee goes forward is to help build upon the work that our membership committee is doing at focusing on new people, offering new opportunities, and for younger members, as an example, we established a young professionals category so that folks get a reduced membership when they're under 25 years of age, helping bring more of our student NAMA members as they get out of college directly into NAMA. They have free membership for the first couple of years, so they can kind of get started and going.
Well, I'm proud and happy to be serving on that executive committee. So looking forward to more meetings with you leading us as we go forward into the new year. The strategic plan that I know has been talked about, it's public, we're working on it. We're going to be continuing on working on developing that, right?
That's correct. About 3 years ago, the executive committee began going through an exercise to focus a lot on the direction in a higher level kind of way. Not the specific details, because our committees are doing a wonderful job of taking forward the actual steps to help build membership and so forth, but directionally, where do we need to head? And we flushed out some strategies during that time period, and we've been working on those, and the membership and the strategic alliances are a couple of those key strategies we've been executing on. And we want to go back and reevaluate those. How can we make those even better, go forward, work with bring our committee members in, get their ideas, our membership in total, be good listeners to them. And then in addition to that, there were some strategies that we talked about that we haven't really moved forward on yet that I'm hoping this next year we can do a little more work on and think about whether we might want to employ them to make this a much better, stronger organization. And, you know, we have a lot of members in NAMA, but just a small percentage of those who are real potential.
So when you look ahead to 2013, we'll be in Kansas City for the Agri-Marketing Conference. Last time for the current run there, but not the last time we'll ever be in Kansas City, of course. What is it that you would hope by, say, the end of next year? Is there any kind of one thing you'd really like to be able to say, I got that done?
Do you know, it's not just one thing, because there are so many exciting directions that we need to go. Now, obviously, we need some focus, but at the same time, our members have such diverse needs. So we've got a lot of things to help them with. Overall, professional development is one of those, and networking and relying on others to help us grow and learn. But I think, in general, the moving forward on the strategic plan, trying to make things more measurable, so we're certain that we're doing well. So what can we put into place to help us measure our success? And some of that is membership, and some of it is attendance at events. But there are a lot of other ways too, I think.
Well, we've seen growth in numbers at the annual conference. Membership is looking great. Financially, the organization's in excellent shape. Maybe we ought to just mention one thing, because it just ties into the professional development, and that is careers, which with our working with young people through the Agricultural Business Education Foundation is a key component of what we do, too.
It's so terribly exciting. That's our future. I mean, there's some old guys like me, and we're going to be around a little while yet, hopefully a long time, but really the future of the young folks, and that's a major initiative for NAMA, is our careers committee that works with our student chapters throughout the United States. Obviously, they have a lot of activities back home they're involved in, but then also the student marketing competition, where they have an opportunity to look at a product, put together a plan, how they're going to introduce that product, and bring forward and compete at the conference in April. And the scholarship support that many of our sponsors and supporters give is important, but the mentoring that a lot of the advisors and other NAMA members are doing to help those students is good payoff for the industry in a big, big way in the future.
And just one more thing before we close here, as a sustaining sponsor, ZimCom is, we've seen since kind of this program, I don't know if it started or it's just all of a sudden developed, some real interest and support from industry. What would you say to other companies out there in terms of providing their support, not only just financially, but also contributing some ideas and ways that we might continue to reach out and find those folks so that they know more about this organization that hopefully could offer something to them.
We are so appreciative of our sustaining partners and sponsors for lots of our activities and speakers and events and so forth. Now, obviously, they step out and say, hey, I'm willing to help. But they also know in their hearts that they benefit. They benefit because their own employees, our future employees, our students that might be future employees, are going to learn from this and grow and become better. You know, it's become so interesting in agriculture now, how we communicate, how we target with potential customers and prospects and members, and this type of organization here and the work and sharing with each other is just making us all much, much better at our jobs.
Well, congratulations again on the passing of the gavel. Looking forward to the start of 2013, working with Paul Redditch, who is going to be the new president of the National Agri-Marketing Association.
I am looking forward to working with Paul on the executive committee as we go into the new year for the National Agri-Marketing Association. That's our ZimCast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.